experiencing slum deprivations from 76.7% in 2000 to 48.7% in 2022. However, we note concerns that slum transformation strategies have accommodated unacceptable levels of forced evictions that inevitably lead to dislocation and disruption for those affected, particularly those facing the greatest marginalization and vulnerability. UN Habitat welcomes the government of Eritrea's support for recommendations relating to slum deprivations, particularly those advocating poverty reduction programs focused on women's access to basic services and on regional disparities in access to food, water, and health services. However, we note that the Universal Periodic Review report and recommendations have very limited considerations of these important economic, social, and cultural rights, particularly adequate housing, including basic services, that are fundamental to the achievement of an adequate standard of living for all Eritreans. We call upon Eritrea and its development partners to place greater emphasis on a rights-based approach to human development. Finally, UN Habitat notes the challenges Eritrea faces in drought and land degradation and notes the importance of people-centered land governance and management to successful outcomes. Thank you.
Gracias. Tiene la palabra el Reino Unido.
Madam Vice President.